This is Biotechnica, and you are listening to the Success Podcast, The War with CSIR. Let's get started.
We all have a dream to be successful, a dream to achieve what has never been achieved, a dream to do the unthinkable. One such dream is CSIRnet, and you and I are at war with CSIR. Hello and welcome to the Success Podcast, episode number 2. I'm your host Shekhar Suman, and let's get started with today's session, where I'm going to address a very important concern, and that is not feeling enough. Not feeling that you're prepared enough, not feeling that you're good enough, and a lot in between. And of course, I'm going to give you action steps which will help you achieve your goal. Now, before we get started, it's very, very important for all of us to understand that no matter how much hard work you do, if it is in the wrong direction, it is not going to lead you to success. Point number 2, no matter, even if you have the right strategy, if you are not able to implement it, it's of no use. Point number 3, even if you have the right strategy and even if you are trying to implement it, if you don't have the right motivation and guidance, it's not going to work. So you need all 3, and that's why I'm here to help you. Well, let's start with today's session by asking or by knowing where we are going. 60 days later, 3 hours of exam, that's an undying fact. But we have 60 days. We have enough. We have more than enough to achieve success. That's the first thing you have to keep in your mind. Stop feeling that emotion that you are not good enough. That's not true. You are good enough. I know a lot of students who have done it in less than 60 days. I'll tell you a story of my student, Dr. Chaitanya. He used to be a student of mine in 2011. He always felt that he is not good enough. He always used to come to me saying that, I think I cannot make it this time. In fact, 60 days before the exam, he had a severe panic attack, and that's how I remember this story, and I'm telling you. He had a severe panic attack and he came to me and he was fully sweating and shivering, and he said, sir, I don't think I will make it this time. I calmed him down and told him one simple step. Panic is always a result of inaction. All you have to do is plan and act. Don't react, just plan and act. Your mind is just overwhelming you with this thought that you are not good enough, your preparation is not good enough, but how do you think that other people's preparation will be better than yours? You don't have any data about it, right? So stop feeling that way. The right mindset, the right winning methodology and strategy will definitely take you there. But first thing you have to know is your motivation is what will help you get up from that bed or that chair and start studying today. So your motivation should be your destination. Stop feeling that you're not good enough. Your greatest motivation is your destination itself. Now, you have to break the next 60 days into small chunks of time slots. Very simple. Break it into small chunks of time slots and have 3 buckets. Okay. Now, one bucket is your tough topics. One bucket is question practice. And the third bucket is revising or revision. So put these time chunks into these 3 slots and keep moving forward. Now, one very important thing is you have to keep moving forward. Whether you are able to keep the pace or unable to keep the pace does not matter. If every hour you are moving an inch forward also, you're definitely going to get to the destination. But what will not help you get to the destination is feeling that you are not going to make it this time. It's not true. It's absolutely not true. The truth is you will make it this time. All you have to do is divide your day, design your day, plan your day into 3 steps, and that is 50, 30, and 20 formula. 50% of the time you have to allocate to practice. 30% of the time you have to allocate to revision, and 20% of the time you have to allocate to studying new topics which you feel might be important for the exam. Now, in the next 60 days, you have to also make sure that you hydrate yourself with H2O, which is water, and motivation. So keep listening to my podcast because this is going to take you through your destination with complete zeal. And that's what I told Chaitanya that day. I asked him, Chaitanya, if I ask you to climb Mount Everest, what would be your reaction? He said, oh my God, sir, it is so tough. And then I asked him, Chaitanya, if I ask you that you have done so much in your life, you're already halfway there, you have to just focus on the next steps and you will get there. Chaitanya said, yes, sir, that way I can get to Mount Everest two times over. And that's exactly what's happening in your mind right now. You're not measuring your progress of the past. Instead, you are looking at the future and getting overwhelmed by the syllabus left. But why don't you look at the syllabus you've covered already? All right, it's okay that you don't remember most of it, but it's just a feeling. If you revise, you will recall again. It's somewhere stored in your brain. All you have to do is use your pictorial memory, get creative with your revision, and utilize the revision tools which Biotechnica has. For example, flowcharts, mind maps, animation, comparison tables, flashcards, concept tables, concept cloud, or whatnot. Now, even still you are feeling overwhelmed, you can always write to me. My email ID is shekhar@biotechnica.org. Just write to me. I'll help you get to your destination. And if you are a Biotechnica student, you have my WhatsApp number. You can directly WhatsApp me. Now let's come back to the topic which we are talking today, and that is not feeling good enough. But, you know, whenever you feel that way, remember the first day when you got started. You started this preparation because you wanted to be successful and you are 75% or 80% into the game. Your skin is already into the game. There is no point in quitting. The point is to move forward. The point is to keep moving forward. Even if it's an inch, keep moving forward. Motivation will enable you. You already have that fire. You already have that fire within you. Just like when you're exercising in winter, what happens? You don't feel like exercising because it's so cold. And the moment you start exercising, that energy, that heat starts getting generated within your body, and now you're in full flow. That's exactly what happens. Whenever you feel that you are not good enough, just start moving forward. Just start gaining momentum. Study, even if you're studying biology, your learning process follows the laws of physics. And that is gain momentum, reduce friction, right? So all you need to do is create environment around you for studies and do not get stuck or get busy because there are some college assignments, some other stuff which is going on in your life. For the next 60 days, if you act like Arjuna, focus not just on the eye of the fish, but on the eye of the fish, you're going to get there. You need bako dhyanam, just like in Hindi we call it bagula, in English we call it a crane. Just like the crane stays focused on the fish, the same way you have to be focused on your concept. Okay, you have to allow this motivation fire to burn within you and keep listening to this podcast. It will definitely help you. Remember, you are surrounded by fake news, fake reviews, and fake people, fake channels of information, and that is distracting you. So get rid of shiny object syndrome. All you need is focus. All you need is motivate yourself. All you need is to stop worrying from the feeling that you're not good enough. Instead, get out of it. Remember, if you look at the entire syllabus at one go, like today, right now, you just pick the syllabus and start looking at it, you'll be like, oh my God, it's so huge. But instead, just hide everything else and focus on unit one. Okay. And then, okay, hide everything of unit one, just focus on the subunit 1A. That's how you have to study. Look at one particular unit, subunit, and a small fraction of that unit. Whatever you love, study that first, gain momentum, and then switch to something which is a little tough, and that's how you'll move forward. But at this juncture, I want to tell you something. Your definite chief aim is to get there, to win CSIR and get a PhD in top-notch institution. Your definite chief aim is to become the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. You are the CEO of your life. So hire motivation and good habits and fire bad habits. From childhood, you have been taught to strengthen the negative feelings. That's why you're getting negative feeling right now. But the truth is, you already have that burning desire to succeed in your life. All you have to do is convert that wish into obsession and then plan it and persist so that you can reach your destination. I always say this to myself, that the day your passion becomes your profession and the day your profession becomes your pagalpan, you will become the world leader in your field. And that's what I follow in my life, and that's what I'm telling you to follow. Don't ever give up on the face of failure. Right now, maybe you're not able to solve questions. It's okay. It's all right. You're not able to solve the question. But what's not all right is giving up. If you give up right now, that's something which I will not allow you to do. I want you to win. Every failure brings with it a seed of equivalent success. So if you're not able to solve a question, look at it as an opportunity to revise that chapter once again. It's okay even if you had not planned that way. But, you know, no plan is perfect. But at least having a plan is very important. There is no such thing as failure. Even if you're not able to solve a question, it's just an indication that you need to revise. That's all. Never accept defeat. Don't. Learn to transmute your strongest emotion of not being good enough into creativity and constructivity. Draw your concepts. If you can't draw, you can always move forward and write it. Okay. I'm going to tell you a self-confidence formula right now. Probably you can note it down, and that is I, and then you can say your name, for example, my name. So I can say I, Shekhar Suman, demand myself persistent, continuous action towards the attainment of my goal for CSIR Net GRF, and I here and now promise to render such action. This is the formula. You have to follow the formula. Concentrate on your dominant thought of winning the formula, winning the CSIR Net. Write down your definite chief aim, which is not just CSIR Net. It is your dream institute where you want to do a PhD. Influence your subconscious mind. Remember that you are going to win this time because you have implemented the best of your efforts, the right strategy and the right technology. And that is how you're going to, you know, beat the toughest talent which is out there in the market. You are smarter than anyone else out there. So stop underestimating yourself. Just stay hungry for more knowledge and just act like foolish whenever you are solving a question and not able to solve. It's okay. Let's go back and, you know, revise the concepts. But whatever it happens, keep your eyes on the big prize. That's where it all boils down to. You have to learn to sweat in the peace. Right now, these 60 days is the peace, right? 60 days later is the war. So you still have 60 days and 60 nights. All you have to do is optimize your plan. Engineer your success. Simplify your life. Outsource what's not required. Cooking, cleaning, whatever it is. Outsource it to someone else. Instead, focus on your own self. Push all your buttons because nobody is going to give you a user manual and say, this is how you motivate yourself. This is how you achieve success. I can just tell you that you can do it because you have done it in the past. Last 15 years of education or 20 years of education, if you could survive, you're not just going to survive CSIR, you're going to thrive in CSIR. So welcome the unexpected and keep moving forward. Plan your work, time your work, have action slots, choose carefully what you consume, like you're consuming this podcast right now. This is giving you motivation, but if in case by mistake, if you watch something which is negative, your mind will get negative. You will have to hack your brain chemicals. You have to exercise and you have to meditate. Very important. And at any point in time, you feel that you should talk to someone. I'm that someone. Write to me or WhatsApp me. I'm right here to help you, guide you, mentor you, and support you. All the best for your preparation. I know after this, you are fully pumped up. So go jump in, start practicing question papers, devise a study schedule which suits you. You will have to have that Bako Dhyanam strategy. You will have to use technology, strategy, and effort. That's how you win any war. All the best, and I'll see you soon in the episode number 3. I hope you liked it. Take care, and please share this with someone who may need it because, you know, sharing is caring. Have a great day. Bye-bye.